We do get feedback from every victim that's been through this, and what they tell us is that for the first time they get a real opportunity to see the offender and to ask direct questions to them about why me, you know, why my house, why did you choose me, and to explain the impact and consequences. You know, the criminal justice system is absolutely relevant and needs to be there, but so often it leaves victims feeling frustrated with unanswered questions, and this really fills the gap.
Do you think it takes away some of the fear that victims may have after they've been a victim of crime?
Absolutely. I've seen that happen quite tangibly in conferences where, up until the moment where they meet, there's this monster type figure that's been created in their mind around the person that's done this. And so often when they do meet them face to face and hear the story that they've got to tell, then they realise that they're just another human being with vulnerabilities that through a whole set of circumstances has led them to do this particular act.
And I guess for the offenders as well, it's beneficial because they're actually seeing the consequences of what they've done. Does it help with kind of reoffending rates and that kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this has come to police and crime commissioners to commission services and develop partnerships to make this a reality for victims. And indeed, you know, the offenders sometimes that they have very little contact with the people that they've harmed. You know, I've heard one particular offender describe their victims over the years as just being a name on an A4 sheet of paper, a name that's read out in court, but they never get to see the real person behind that. So for them, it's a, you know, very personal and very emotional interaction where an exchange takes place, and the offender, for the first time, there's nowhere for them to hide. They can't hide behind a legal advocate. They have to answer these questions, and of course it's voluntary. You know, we don't, you know, pursue this unless both parties are willing to engage.
I take it the crimes involved here are relatively low level. I know to a victim a crime is not low level, but you know, we're talking about, I guess, burglaries and thefts, that kind of thing.
I think the thing to sort of make absolutely clear is that restorative justice can happen at various stages of the criminal justice system and for various crime types and situations. And the Ministry of Justice steer on this is that they don't rule out any crime type. It really does depend upon the needs of the victim and whether it's a safe process for them to go through. So we've delivered a range of crimes and offence types, and what we're absolutely clear about is that we deliver that to a standard. And one of those standards is around ensuring there's no re-victimisation, that it's safe, and that the victim is under no illusion of the environment that they're going into, so that we can manage both the victim's expectations and the offender's expectations. If there's any likelihood that there won't be a positive outcome, then the interaction or the conference just doesn't take place.
So tell me about this website and how it's going to help with restorative justice and help it continue in the future.
Well, firstly, I'm absolutely thrilled that we have Safe Space Sussex as a one-stop shop for victims of crime in Sussex. Quite clearly, it's a complicated picture as victims go through the criminal justice system, are passed from one agency to another, and now, for once, we have a one place where all information can be contained. So, you know, imagine as a victim, you know, you're suffering in some shape or form, and Safe Space gives you a range of options. It's a really user-friendly site, and I'm absolutely thrilled that restorative justice is now part of that. When we developed restorative justice and our delivery model here in Sussex, we obviously thought of a website, and it would be very easy for each individual service provider to create individual websites. But how does that help victims? Victims just need one place where they can go to. And Safe Space Sussex provides that.
And then, so for people who perhaps have been victims of crime and would like to find out more about this, what is this website? Where do they need to go?
Right, if they Google Safe Space Sussex, it's a really easy to use site. If I can use it, I'm sure anybody can. It's got a very clear A to Z, which again you can just put in Sussex and the Sussex Restorative Justice Partnership will come up. Equally, you can just look at the front screen and there's a tab there for restorative justice. And within that, there's a set of frequently asked questions. The things, you know, questions like you've just asked me, really. So victims can look at it, you know, in their home environment and think whether it's something for them. This isn't everybody's cup of tea. Not everybody wants to engage with the people that have caused that harm. But equally, there's people and victims that are still suffering despite having gone through the court process. And what this does is fill a big void and provides a really positive service for all those victims.